Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kia.
And Nika.
And you're listening to
The Ghetto Podcast.
So.
Girl.
We eating chips and dip. No, we just eating chips and some wine. And I think I'm a little bit tipsy.
On a rosa. Black and red.
So I feel like I want to skip the whole
intro
and get in right into what we're talking about, because I feel like y'all need to hear this.
Oh, Lord.
We're talking about keeping up with the top 1%.
1%.
If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. That's just my message. I'm just going to say that.
Oh,
And let Shanika lead the message.
How you going to get a takeaway? Before we even get into the meat of everything.
Right.
No, but keeping up with the 1%. Not the 1%, but, you know, keeping up with Joneses. Y'all heard the saying, oh, you're just trying to keep up with everybody. You know, in today's social media craze that's got going on, everybody trying to pretend that they got it when they don't.
Right.
So, faking it till you're making it, but you ain't making it nowhere type stuff. So, we just wanted to talk about it because, you know, I don't know so much about any other culture, but when it comes to us Black folks,
boy, here we go. We're saying the Black people again. I'm gonna be like, dang, didn't she just say that?
It's a ghetto podcast. What you expect? Okay, we just gotta talk about our own, and we just keeping it real because this is probably stuff that your peoples that be hanging out with you, your mans, don't want to say to you to your face.
But
I love you, so I'm gonna tell you that. Come on now. Yeah, I don't know.
We need to take a step back and reevaluate ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're not here to bash you today. We're here to guide you on the right path. I said, look ahead. No, we're here to guide you on the right path.
Yeah. So
what's going to be our first step? our first step
to not trying to keep up with the Joneses is first accepting what it is that you have at this current moment. Appreciate it for what it is.
Exactly. I think so. When we try, let me not say we, because it ain't me. I ain't trying to keep with nobody.
Same me.
But I feel like when Black people, and I'm talking to y'all, don't feel like I'm targeting y'all like other cultures don't try to keep up. But when we try to keep up with each other, we invest in the wrong things. We need to try to keep
up
with each other.
No, say it again.
We invest in the wrong things.
Wrong shit.
When we try to keep up with each other, we put money into other people's pocket. We do not circulate the Black dollar in a Black community long enough. So when we're trying to keep up, for example, Jordans be coming on Saturdays. Y'all be standing in line to go get some damn Jordans. Like, hours and rushing and trampling each other. Somebody left their shoe behind, running to go get some other shoes.
Wait, time out.
Girl, I'm so... Lord.
Boy, listen here.
That's what we mean by keeping up. We need to reevaluate what we invest our money and our time into. Mm-hmm. When we, for example, put your money back into Black-owned businesses. It's nothing wrong with that. We always want to, I think I mentioned this before, we always want to negotiate with Black companies about their prices and what they feel, and we feel like we want to pay less because it's a Black-owned business, or it's not established enough, or it's not brand name.
Right.
But you will go out here and spend top dollar to buy some True Religion jeans and some Jordans.
That was not made by your Black ass.
Or for you. How many times have we wore designer clothes that designers literally said, like, oh, we ain't make this for Black people?
Oh, do we want to go there?
We ain't.
Because they might not remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we try to keep up so much that we ignore the signs. I feel like, you know what? Not even that we ignore the signs. I feel like Black people don't care.
No.
We're at this state where we don't care what negative image is portrayed about us behind something. We will still go and support it.
Absolutely. And not even that you're trying to keep up with the quote-unquote, I said the 1%, excuse me, before. But the 1% ain't out here doing what you trying to do to so-called make you seem as though you have it when you don't. You don't see them going out here spending how many hours a night looking for some damn shoes.
Let me tell you something.
And
you
even if they do have it, they have the money, the funds.
To buy it 10 times.
Do you see them with it?
But let me tell you something about Black people. Do y'all notice that the same brands and stuff y'all go buy that's made by these Caucasian people, they don't even wear? They don't even advertise. They don't even sport on these social platforms for you to buy it. They'll put other people who look like you in it to market it to you.
Great marketing, though. Because guess what? It's getting y'all money.
It's getting y'all money. Uh-huh. Okay. And you know what I learned from going to that event by Bonnie? Uh-huh. Stay with the people who you spend your money with, because you don't know how bad they may need that dollar. You don't know how much bad they may need your service. I mean, need you to be their consumer.
Right.
That's why I like to stick with my same hairdresser, stick with my same lash tech. If I go get my clothes from this place, stick with my same person that I get my clothes from.
Right.
Buy from the same places. Mm-hmm. You, not only do you familiarize yourself with that person and that company, you become a valued customer.
Right.
You may get perks. Like, for example, okay, they know you, so you may slide on, okay, usually you got to come and pay in advance, but you could come pay when you come in.
Right.
It's certain things like that you may receive perks for, or like, damn, you're helping someone like you advance.
Yep.
Simply. There's so many places that offer the same services that we offer. For example, my lash tech, she was telling me about a lady and her daughter who has a waxing boutique right around the corner from her. And Black people, obviously. And she was like, yeah, she used to go to European Wax, but going there, it's just so much more comfortable. On top of that, the service is better, and the quality of the wax is completely different, and the scrubs are natural. And I'm like, send me their information.
Yeah, send me their information.
And the wax is $34 for Brazilian.
Stop with the bullshit.
It's less, but people are still going out here paying $54 to European Wax.
Oh, no, I can't. Ain't nobody going to see me. I need their information, though.
Exactly. I forgot to tell her, but it's time for me to go. Yes. Oh my God, people going to be like, they talk about wax. But no, it's seriously about circulating the dollar. And look at the services this person is providing. Because they don't have the backing or the money to advertise on TV every 5 seconds.
Because you're not investing in them.
Right.
Just as if you would want somebody to invest in you, you have to, what's the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? So the same way that you want these Black businesses to provide you with quote-unquote perks or give you this, you need to invest in them. I think you mentioned that the last time. You need to invest in them until they get to that position where they can be like,
they can do it. Hey, when they can do that type of thing.
We're offering X, Y, and Z, but you don't even give them a chance. But you out here trying to keep up with the Joneses and can't sleep at night because you ain't got nowhere to sleep.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ooh, let's get there next, but let me say this one last thing. We would quicker say about our own people providing a service that a Caucasian company may provide, that, oh, they don't trust that service there because they may not XYZ. You don't think about the I'm just talking about, like, maybe getting your lashes done. You don't trust getting your lashes done by a Black person with a Black-owned company because they may not be cleaning it or sanitizing their things properly. But you don't know what the hell just happened in this company that's being... Every 5 seconds, they got somebody else coming in because they have appointments back to back to back to back. You don't know if they had time to even clean their tools. But you know that Alicia, who does lashes, is cleaning her tools in between clients because her appointments are set where she has a 15-minute break in between. She has the time to sit there and consider, let me go ahead and refresh this, refresh that, get this new pack ready. And when you come in, you're immediately getting service. They're not saying, let's sit down and they'll be right out there for you. Right?
Want to talk about it?
Okay.
Okay, because I was just thinking about these. Okay.
What's next on the list?
Yes. Ouch. So, I think we probably touched on it, but living outside of your means a little bit.
No, yes, I don't think we touched on it enough.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. She ain't coming for y'all, though. She promised.
Stop living outside your means. Mm-hmm. If you don't have it, you do not have it. It's okay not to have the latest of every single thing that comes out. You can wait. You can do without. Think about that money that you are investing in someone else's product and what you can be doing with it. People will go out here and buy new outfits to go out on the weekend and take it out their rent money and pay their rent late.
Oh, see,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, people will pay their bills late to keep up with other people
I'm
got going
sorry.
On.
I just can't do that. You know what my mama used to tell me? For all the Jamaicans that's listening, I'm going to translate after. No ready, I ain't nobody. Kaya no know how they get with him have. Meaning, don't be envious of anybody because you don't know how they got what they have that you are so envious of. You don't know if they had to steal, kill, rob to go and get what it is that you want. You, seeing somebody have something it's one thing to admire, like, damn, okay, they got X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I need to figure out how I'm gonna adjust my situation so maybe I can get that or get something as close. I mean, I don't know why you would, because, you know, then I feel like you have no individuality when you just see everything and you just want because the next bitch got it.
I want to touch on something when you're done saying that.
But don't be envious, because you do not know what that person had to sacrifice. Now you out here putting yourself in a bind, and if you have a family, now your family in a bind because you didn't sacrifice something for something that's so materialistic most of the time. Mm-hmm. We're not just talking about shoes, but we're talking about the latest phones that come out. Oh, you want to have it so you can be out here flaunting. For what?
I want to touch on, and I'm taking it back to more of a mental state or a emotional state of keeping up. The girls were getting their body done. You may be out here trying to keep up with people because you want, you worship this image and the attention that they're receiving, but don't know the emotional state or the physical distress they had to undergo to get their body done, or how their body is operating. Okay, Michelle had to go get all of her shit removed because it was literally killing her. But you value that look, and you want to be there so bad that you guys go out there and get your body done. Get these fake implants and look unproportioned and awkward. Nothing and literally, hello, ergo, these niggas don't even like it. They only still go after you because they know you fast and you're going to give it up. Mm-hmm. You a quick hit, a quick nut, basically. And you don't even realize that that's the only reason. You was that person before and your body didn't make you any different. You think they like the fake ad. I mean, some of them may like it, but a good percentage of them don't care for that shit. Like, come on. And you out here putting yourself through all this and spending all this money, neglecting your kids, not buying your kids school clothes. I'm just saying shit that really does happen, and I have seen it on social media. Because you want to go out here and get your body done? Stop keeping up with the top 1%.
Top 1% in you?
Of our population. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Because I was about to say, 1%. If we thinking about the 1% of the U.S., they ain't... Okay. They're not doing half the crazy stuff that we out here doing.
But they doing more. They started with the cosmetic surgery.
Oh, yeah. Because guess what? They're trying to look like what? She always has stuff in her face. They're trying to look like us. Mm-hmm. Fuller lips. Curvier bodies. Mm-hmm. Why would you...
mess up with the already blessed body that you have.
Exactly.
I'll always advocate for working out.
Yeah.
Go work out. When I tell you, when a black woman works out, that's all I'm going to say.
Y'all don't seem... Okay. I still try to work out, though. It's a long process, y'all.
Girl, what's next?
Dang. Okay, so we talked about living outside of our means. Mm-hmm. But also, since we're trying, you're trying to get where everybody else is at. What steps can you take to get there? What goals is it that you have that you're trying to reach? You identify the goal. What's the plan? Because you need a plan.
Let's create a plan. Let's create an action plan.
It's not
that's
saying,
going to get you where you want to be.
Right. It's not saying that you can't have this X, Y, and Z, what everybody else have. It's all, listen, somebody once told me, money is out there to get it. If that's what you want,
amen.
Money is everywhere. You just have to figure out how you going to go there and how you going to get it. There's a million ways to get it. That's our segment. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Million ways to get money. Some do it the legal way, you know.
Some do it the illegal way.
You know,
let's talk about illegal way.
To each his own.
That you can start your own business. You can start... Okay, let me start with this first.
A lemonade stand.
Girl, literally, you can bottle your own lemonade and sell it.
We do.
But it's the simple fact that you would ignore those steps because you feel like that's not fast money. You're not getting it quick enough to support the life that you want to live.
And all of that is fleeting. Because how much work do these models, these IG models, have to do to get this light, to get this new Chanel bag that they want so much?
They have to wake up at 6 a.m., put on a wig, beat their face, find out what outfit show they ass cheeks a little bit enough where they don't get flagged on Instagram to be had the photo deleted. They have to walk around in high heels with the newest purse and the newest outfit and the newest boutique dress and the newest this and the newest that and try to drive a Benz that they can't even afford. That's what these IG models have to do every day to keep up with the Joneses. Not saying all of them.
No.
But I feel like we all know which ones is really out there keeping up.
Mm-hmm. But I know my limits. And I think it's important when you are planning to know what it is that you are capable of doing. Don't set your limits so high that you end up, or your goals so high, or make these outlandish plans that you know there's no way with what you have that you're going to get there.
Right.
What you have as far as if it's money that you need to get there, if it's support that you don't have, if it's, excuse me, the motivation, the commitment, persistent to get there. Mm-hmm. If you know that that is not you, don't sell yourself a dream that you know you will never see come to fruition.
Exactly. Prioritize. Prioritize. Know what matters most in your life, and that will give your life the most value.
Yeah.
I feel like we put so much energy into other shit that we don't realize that our life becomes more valuable when we place value on the things that we love.
Absolutely. Perfectly said.
Girl, when we value the newest iPhone versus spending time with our family, that's when our life becomes less valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me do like just an interpretation, almost like a personal life story, but it's not really a life story. It's just something that I learned. Like, we would watch people on Instagram and be like, dang, like, they working out, they getting it, they really out here doing it, but don't know what they had to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Don't know what they had to put on the back burner. Don't know what they had to do to be where they're at. Instead of saying, okay, I see them, kudos to them. It's great that they got their life like that. Let me go ahead and see what I could do to set myself up to be in their type of position.
Right.
Not be in their position, in that type of position. Mm-hmm. We fail to value ourselves more than we value what we see.
Right.
That's the issue.
And that's the issue with when it comes to you knowing yourself. I know that I'm capable of doing only this amount of stuff until I either get bored, tired, or I'm not interested anymore.
Mm.
Therefore, I'm not going to expect more than what I can put out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to offer anything more than I can give to anybody.
Right.
And I think a lot of times, I don't know if it is generational or it is just the culture that we feel as though we have to.
It's generational. And it's the culture. But you know what? I feel like the culture is changing. So I want to say it's more generational than anything. I feel like for the people who don't see the cultural change, who are not, their eyes aren't open, or they don't have access to as much as we see,
mm-hmm.
it's more generational. They mama and their daddy kept them up to date with things. They mm-hmm. grandma was on this. Like, they always made sure their kids was in the newer stuff, even though if they living in the hood, like, don't even have a car to get their kid to school. They made sure that their kid had the latest and newest gear. So it's about having that image of having it. But we all know, like, if y'all open your eyes, where are you staying at? What position are you in? What wealth are you passing down to your kids, given your position? You're buying them Jordans, Nikes, Polo, True Religion jeans to go to elementary school, and you don't even got no money to say, here's $1,000 I'm going to put towards my kid for college. But you spent $1,000 on outfits for school. Probably like five of them because you buying Brittany brand shit. That's literally what we do. That's literally what we do for them to run the clothes to the ground.
Come back looking like, I don't know what they're looking like. And then get mad at the kids when they come back.
And their clothes dirty.
And their clothes are their kids. What do you expect?
Exactly. And it's generational. It's generational.
I agree, absolutely. It's a passed
on belief.
I feel as though, when I think about, and I've worked with kids from babies to mm-hmm. older folks. Mm-hmm. And I've seen most of the time when I look at older generations or even like my adolescents or my young adults, when it comes to them having to do the simple things of creating a budget and staying within that budget, they don't understand the value of a dollar because they weren't taught. And then it's hard to teach something or to unteach something to a child or an adult, for lack of a better word, to unteach something that was ingrained in them because that's all they knew. So if I'm trying to provide you with a service or trying to help you figure out how you're going to make it as an adult, mm-hmm. and the generation before you was, oh no, don't worry about it, I have it, I got you, I'm going to get whatever it is that you need, because, you know, for them, my parents didn't do it for me, so I had to do it for my kid, and never necessarily teaching a child how to value something or how to go about getting something, earning it, not mm-hmm. necessarily that it was granted to you. Mm-hmm. Now that adult, young adult, now turns up and all they see at face value is, I still have to keep up this image because this is what I grew up with.
This becomes more valuable than anything else in my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see it all too many times. Too many times. And I can say I never grew up with having the latest things. Mm-hmm. But I was okay with that. Because in my home, it was normal. I was like,
shit. It didn't matter. That wasn't important.
What is that? If anything.
I don't want to say I didn't grow up with the latest things. I might be disrespecting my mama. But I want to say that I didn't grow up valuing that stuff. I felt like what I got that was the latest was earned.
Right.
Because I did something that mom was like, here, I'm going to reward you with this. It wasn't something that I needed to have or she made sure I had because she was trying to keep up an image of her kid.
Right.
It was something that I earned. I got good grades or I did this. I was, you know, I was achieving something and she mm-hmm. wanted to say, okay, I see you. I'm going to get you this. You can have that. It was something that was more earned than, yeah, we're going to make sure you have $10,000 clothes, but we're paying XYZ amount of rent and living in the hood. It was never like that. So I feel like I understood that you had to work to earn the things that you want early on, that it just wasn't something that you had to do to maintain.
Right. So you're not busy keeping up, but living.
Right.
And living. I think people tend to forget. It's a big difference between trying to keep up an image and actually living.
Right. I agree. So let's go ahead and do a takeaway from that. Mm. Because we got to get into some other stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. I think y'all know what y'all need to do if y'all out here splurging and acting like y'all got it when y'all really don't got it.
Shit, if you got it, can I have some?
Right. We're going to start a cash app for the podcast. Y'all can cash up some money to support us. Support our
support hustle. Us.
Support us getting better equipment and advertisement and doing better on social media. Support us. But anyways, okay, my takeaway. My takeaway from this is, what?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, girl. I'm about to say what? Okay. My takeaway. Be grateful for what you have. Period. That's it. I was going to add something else to the end, but be grateful for what you have.
Period.
Period.
Poo. With a T.
And a poo at the end.
Poo. Okay. All right.
So let's go ahead and get into our Streets Is Talking. I know y'all probably missed it from last week, but here it is.
Ooh, I knew she got a laugh for y'all.
I'm not giving them everything.
No.
See, now you done excited these people, and they only about to get one or two. Giving all about how.
But y'all about to be real excited about these two.
Okay. But okay. Given, who knows how long we're going to talk about one, so you might only get one. Given Shanika. No. But okay, I think I want to talk about one that maybe a lot of people may not know about. Okay. So I want to talk about the whole beef with D-Ray McKesson and Sean King. Hmm. So maybe like a week ago now, maybe two or three weeks ago by the time y'all hear this, Rihanna had a diamond ball in which she honored Sean King, which is a well-known black activist who out here doing things for our community. And this other activist by the name of D-Ray came out and like kind of was discrediting Sean King for the things that he's been doing for the community, saying that he's been stealing money and taking away from money from the families that he raised money from. So I was like, let me go do some research. Let me read behind. Let me find out who this person is. Because honestly, truly, the only D-Ray I acknowledge is Davis. So I had to go find out who he was. And, okay, he's another black activist out here doing it for our community. Mm. But he obviously had a personal beef with Sean that he made too personal. And what I feel like I want to say that my takeaway will be from this situation is divided we fall. When we sit here and we try to attack the people who are really helping our community, it only harms it more. It's only propaganda to assist the other half, the top 1%, to use against us. That we can't even be united in a front that this man has been working on for how long.
Absolutely.
He has stolen not $1. He had 7 people working on his tax information, his personal bank information, how much he makes. It was reported and proven that he only receives $4,000 a month, in which he makes doing jobs outside of the Black Lives Matter movement, because he does this completely and 100% for free. The only acknowledgement he gets is when people publicly acknowledge him, like Rihanna and Cardi B, and puts him on the forefront for people to understand what his movement is about. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get paid to do what he's doing. He doesn't get paid for that stuff.
I think that's crazy that you feel as though the, I'm doing air quotes, the spotlight is not that big enough for the both of y'all to be there.
Right. And I don't know what personal beef he may have had for him. Maybe it was something that he was doing that may have been unethical or not along the lines of what Sean had envisioned. Mm-hmm. And they separate ways. But have we ever seen Sean say something negative?
No.
But you're mad because, you know what? I want to say this. When people aren't shining bright enough, or they feel like their spotlight isn't big enough, like you just said, they tend to want to break someone else down. Yep,
trying to dim your light.
Sean is doing things the right way and walk in the right path, and he wants to dim his light and destroy his character, defame his character.
You know, I always think about people who do that, who feel as though they have to dim your light so they feel as though they can shine brighter than you. So now, quite frankly to me, I feel as though you don't care what kind of publicity you get, whether it's good or bad.
I don't care who
because,
he is.
Because, no, I don't know who the hell you are.
And you know what? I still feel like people didn't even go try to even find out who he was. The only reason we even know who you are right now, sir, is because you tried to hit one of our hitters.
That part.
So that's enough about D-Ray, and the only one I acknowledge is Davis. So, what else do I want to talk about? I'm going to hit this one. Okay, so I don't know how many of you know it's Sam Smith. I feel like I want to just introduce you guys to new things with the podcast and not talk about the norm, because I could be talking about other people who we know about. But Sam Smith, an artist out here doing it, he decided to announce that he just wants to go by the pronouns they and them. He no longer wants to be called he, his, or him. Period. So I feel like people don't understand what that means. And when I was reading a post about it and like going and reading an article about it, people are very opinionated about, okay.
Everybody got an opinion.
They was like, okay, we are confused. Like, and I feel like that's insensitive, given that he had to take the time and the thought, just his disposition to understand what he identified as. We're insensitive about it. And I'm like, come on now. What he mean? I'm sorry. What they mean is they don't want to be seen as one identity. They don't want to be put in a box because they aren't sure of who they are. Right. Did you see how I just called they them? Huh. Literally, that's how you would talk about them.
Wow. And that probably proved.
And them is Sam Smith. And literally every word I just said was talking about Sam Smith specifically. I replaced the he doesn't want with they don't want. And that's how you will use the pronoun. So I kind of wanted to school y'all on how you would use the pronoun and how they want to be identified as and what they want you to call them.
Okay.
Basically.
I done learned something because I didn't understand either. See? Yeah. So if y'all lost it, then just y'all.
So don't say he, say they. And don't say him, say theirs.
Gotcha.
Them, they, theirs. Like how you would say they had a conversation, but you're talking about one person. Well, you're not even talking about one person. You're talking about
a
collective someone who doesn't identify as anything. It's very abstract. Yes. And when people make that decision, I feel like they have to understand themselves to that level. That's what I'm saying. Like, I hate that people went to attack it automatically without understanding. People usually
do that when they don't understand. Exactly.
Mm-mm. That's okay. That's okay. Understand. Do you have any streets talking?
I did, but my streets is talking wasn't on...
Introducing some new shit.
No, mine was on a lighter note. So, okay. I saw this thing came across social media. Actually... Somebody sent it to me. So remember that whole craze with the Popeye's chicken?
Ooh, girl. What? You talking about bring your own bread?
What?
Oh my God. What? Popeye's was doing something. It was like, oh, we got the chicken sandwich still. Just bring your own bread. Bring your own bread and make your sandwich. Girl, do I need to find this and show this to you?
Stop it. No. But KFC decided that they're going to have a donut sandwich.
Ew! Not Krispy Kreme, so they collab with Krispy Kreme.
No,
that shit gonna be nasty. Goddamn.
No, but I know that there is a donut sandwich. I think it's a donut burger.
A donut burger. Yeah, they use like a custard Krispy Kreme donut and they cut it in half. No, I never had it, but I've seen it.
This is my heart, my arteries, just
cholesterol,
no,
high blood pressure.
But they've already had it, like, you know, I think it was Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, all those two states, and I think somewhere else. Yeah, they're trying it out. I'm like, oh, sweet Lord. I just can't imagine a crisp. Can you imagine, like, a soft donut and then a crispy?
Ew. Oh, is it Popeye's or is it KFC? I've seen it on KFC. I thought you said Popeye's.
No, I said
KFC. Oh, you said like the Popeye's. Yeah. I thought it was Popeye's out here trying to do it again. But it actually looks ill.
Yeah, it looks ill.
It looks ill, but it's like, okay.
I'm just like, oh, listen, wow. Yeah, they are Popeye's. Coming up with some.
But you know, okay, Burger King got the Impossible Burger.
They do.
Yes. Okay, if y'all have not tried an Impossible Burger, it is vegan based burger, and it is bomb. Do not sleep on it.
Listen, I'm sort of skeptical. I still eat it anyways, but I'm like, this ain't no damn.
It tastes
plan.
Too good.
It tastes. I'm like, it's just the same thing. They
but
just
you know what? If you feel like you're on a diet and you're trying to be healthier and you're really out in these streets and you can't go get no food from home, go and get that Impossible burger over anything and leave the fries where they at.
Yes, leave them. I'm telling you, it's bomb as hell. I had it and I was like, oh Jesus! It reminded me of the one that we had when we went to Vegan on the Go.
Oh, you had it from Burger King?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's lit.
I gotta go try it.
It's lit. I'm like, okay, this is a burger.
I might be going to Burger King after this, y'all.
She ain't.
Oh, no. I ain't getting nowhere.
But, yeah, that was my, oh, and I wanted to talk about, are we going to give them four? We got time to give them four?
Go ahead. One more. Okay, hurry up.
I wanted to talk about Tekashi.
Oh, what about him? What happened?
Oh, you know, he's testifying.
Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine. I thought you said Taraji, girl. But he was talking about
Taraji. Well, Taraji just had a birthday, but no, hey, I'm talking about
happy
her.
Birthday. But okay, so he's testifying. I want to talk about these memes that people keep putting
out. Yes, because he is letting loose on everybody. Like, right. Oh no, him over there. He's snitching.
But he's snitching. I want to tell you what he wearing in court.
No, but I wanted to talk about the fact that people were clowning him because he was telling the truth. This whole snitches get stitches.
That man trying
shit.
To save his whole life.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you know, 50 Cent, his homeboy. 50 Cent, Lord, come for me, Lord Jesus, have mercy, since y'all know.
Don't talk about 50 Cent for the 50 Cent high. Come
on. But 50 was on the Breakfast Club and was like, I think Charlamagne asked him if he spoke to 69, because, you know, that was his son.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, nah, who that?
50 had real nigga though. I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I would never fuck with 50 if I ever get famous, bro. I say, bro, don't even talk to me. I don't even want to know you like that. I do not want to know you.
I was like,
because I ain't got no money to give back.
Son. Okay. But then, you know, Uncle Snoop went into the comments. Lord.
Oh, God, Uncle Snoop. See, yes. I ain't read into
it. He's just so messy. I'm like, don't bully this man. Don't bully this kid.
Right, this kid. He's scared. He's scared right now. And you know what? I'm feeling like he's even scared to tell.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go into witness protection. Like, ain't no way you're going to have to come back into the mainstream America.
With his face, though. You know? They got that thing.
That makeup.
No, that
we got good foundation out here. But What thing you told me?
No, not to make light of it, but remember I told you, I think we talked about it, about the cops who removed the face tattoo from the guy's face, or added face tattoos to the guy, the perpetrator who wasn't a person, to arrest the wrong man. Oh, so maybe they can wipe it off his face.
Yeah. I'm leaving her ass where she at, because these tattoos permanent, okay? Oh my God. Okay. So what is the time for?
Hood politics.
So, oh my God. All right, so I feel like I want to talk about felony murder.
Okay.
So, there was recently a case, I don't know where it was, I forgot. I really forgot, you guys. It was a case somewhere, I forgot, I believe it was in Michigan, where six boys went to go steal someone's car to joyride. Being young, dumb kids, 14 and 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And the owner of the house and the car, because he walked out the house. Oh, the owner of the car woke up because he obviously heard them trying to steal his shit.
Mm-hmm.
He woke up, got his gun, came outside. The boys ran. The boys got about 40 feet away from the home. And the owner shot his gun. Ended up shooting and killing one of the boys. Shot him in the head and killed him, basically. The boys go to jail. The prosecutor is trying to charge the five surviving boys with murder. Oh, yeah. The boys. They did not have a gun. They did not shoot a gun. And they did not harm this boy in any way. But they want to charge five survivors of this act with murder. Because they want to go on a joyride and steal someone's car.
Wow.
Felony murder. So I really wanted to get into the fact that felony murder is ancient. This is an ancient law that we have. I'm saying ancient, but it ain't that old. It's really old, though. Ancient in the sense that it was established in England in 1716.
Whoa.
And abolished in England in 1957.
So not too long ago, yet still, it's still
wow. Active and prevalent in the United States of America.
Oh, how great of a country we are.
Oh, how great of a country. If anybody knows any more information about the boys, I mean, I could go find it afterwards and post it on our social media like I always do. I'll post it about where the boys are from and any status or updates that they have regarding that case. But this is something that's real. And this is not the only case that they applied this murder rule in America. This is not new. This is happening right now. This is probably happening right now today as we speak. So,
oh, when you mentioned it to me, I was like, oh, an excuse for cops to get away with murder?
Literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So, guys, that was a little bit of a downer, but here we go. It's the end of the show. I do not have a million ways to get it today, but you'll have one next time.
All right.
No, all right, guys. This has been another episode of
The Ghetto Podcast.
Bye. Wait, so we almost forgot the positive quote. Oh my God, we cannot end the show without adding the positive quote.
Yeah, especially not like that.
No. Right.
We got y'all.
I forgot to get a million ways to get it. We can't forget the quote too.
So the positive quote for today's topic, mm-hmm. when we talking about keeping up with the 1%, is mm-hmm. pretty much, don't worry if people don't like you. Because guess what? Most people don't like themselves.
Ooh. You know what my quote is? Do you, boo-boo, do you. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.